Preach That Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Drink Champs Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Philadelphia is Drink Champs number one motherfucking market. We know that. So everybody that's from here that fuck with Drink Champs, make some motherfucking noise. And listen, we're going to sit down and we're going to do this shit. What is this headphones about? This is like a silent
party.
Like a silent party. Fuck that silent party bullshit.
Is this a stand-up party now?
Fuck that silent party bullshit. We doing what the fuck we want. Drink Champs! Hey, yo, I go by the name of N-R-E.
I go by the name DJ EFN.
And this is Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! Yo, listen, listen. Last year, I went to the Roots picnic. Pharrell asked me, Pharrell called me. First time in 20 years.
That was epic, by the way. That was epic.
First time in 20 years, Pharrell called me, and Pharrell said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm rich. That's what the fuck I'm doing. And he said, can you come out with me? And I said, come out where you wear. And he said, the Roots picnic in Philadelphia.
And you thought it was a real picnic.
I definitely thought it was a real picnic. I brought bread.
You brought the towel, the
I brought blankets and a freezer. You know, what is it called? The cooler. I run the cooler.
Novel idea.
And I came and I performed on that stage right there. And that's in 20 dope. Years, me and Pharrell, no one saw me and Pharrell perform. On that stage right there, me and Pharrell finally performed in 20 years. Super dark, grimy, and nothing. Homeboy, I came to party. Yo, girl,
let's go.
She's a hanger. But you don't want the boys to say what?
What you gonna do?
Say what?
What you trying to do?
Say what?
What you gonna do?
See, Rory, you my man, but your man don't got hits like that. Big up Joe Buttons. This is just a joke.
Kick
a pretty just
building.
A joke. I really 100% love Joe Buttons. And congratulations, Joe Buttons, on your revoke deal. I don't know what the deal is, but hopefully you got him like I got him, because we got him. Here, right here, Kick a Pre. I seen Kick a Pre eat some ass. I'm going to throw it out there. I went too far already.
Please.
No, Kick a Pre, you here. You here, Kick a Pre.
No.
Oh, that's you.
Right there.
All right,
give me that chair.
Kick a Pre, I don't know if y'all know.
No, I didn't.
I don't know if y'all know.
That's your chair.
But one of the most livest DJs in the world. A person. Let me tell you something. I seen Kick a Pre come. I seen him. Pause. That didn't sound right.
You fucking up already.
That didn't sound right. But I seen Kick a Pre. He come and he look at the stage and he say, this is what I'm gonna play, this is how I'm gonna play it, and this is when I'm gonna play it. The best, livest DJ in the world.
And one of the last of the
one of the people, that's my brother, his name is called Camilo. He called himself the Club King. And I was just saying, Camilo, this is the only time I'm disagreeing with you. This is the Club King right here. Motherfucking Kick a Pre, I'm gonna be honest. I was on the road, I was like 17, 19 years old, and Kick a Pre, he changed my life. He made me grow up. And in case you heard Drink Champs before, let's make some noise for DJ King Capri, goddamn! I'm sorry, King Capri. I love you so much, my brother. How you doing, my brother?
Man. God is good. I'm great, man.
God is good.
God is good.
And let's make some noise for Capri. Sit down at this point. I'm gonna start with Gilly. I'm gonna start with you, Gilly. Gilly, I'm gonna start with you. What the fuck made you want to start rhyme?
What made me want to start rhyming?
No, rhyme!
Right?
Rhyme!
Oh, well.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, no, you saying it right, but I'm a little fried. Yeah,
right?
I'm fried chicken right now.
Okay.
Hey, man, I just was sitting at home one day and I said, man, I got all this game, man. I done been through everything, so let me start giving some of this game out. And then at the end of that shit, I just said, right.
And the chicks with you in the bag, are they really your girls?
No, that's my wife. Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, it's not more.
No, it's just more. It's just one. Make some noise for Tootie in this motherfucker. Hey, a nigga getting some tonight. Yeah.
Just
who the fuck got that video? Make sure y'all send it to me.
1, 2, 3. Right!
Right!
Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Right!
Right! Absolutely.
So, you listen. So you started to do it. Did you realize there's a lot of dumb people in the world? So you
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I got over 10,000 DMs of motherfuckers wanting game. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. You can put me on Front Street, I'll go on that motherfucker and prove it.
No, we believe you, sir.
Okay, cool. So I just give out the game because I tell them not what they want to hear, I tell them what they need to know.
Right.
It's a difference. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
I call a girl and say, Gilly, I got a boyfriend, but I've been with 3 guys since I had my boyfriend. What do you think? And I tell them, you're a whore.
I wasn't ready, Gilly. I wasn't ready.
They actually come in my DM and thank me. Like, thanks, Gilly, I needed to hear that.
You're telling them the truth, huh?
Oh, so let me just be clear. So if a woman meet you tonight, smash you, meet King Capri tomorrow, smash King Capri, and then meet EFN tomorrow, smash EFN, and then smash Capone on the 4th day, she's all.
Well, I like to call them popping drops. Cause you pop them and then you drop them the fuck off, you hear me?
Let's make some noise with you. 1, 2, 3. Right! Yo, Gilly, you're a foul nigga. I'm just throwing it out there. King Capri.
Legend.
Super legend. I don't know if y'all guys know. Let's make some noise for King Capri, goddammit. I was such an innocent child on tour. And King Capri brought me to his room, and I've never been the same since.
Disturbing, man. Disturbing.
I'm so sorry, King Capri. I'm not gonna bring it up. I'm not gonna bring it up.
You brought it up a million times already.
No, they don't know. They don't know. I'm not gonna bring it up. But King Capri,
what up?
How do you look at a crowd and you say, yo, I'm gonna tear this shit the fuck down? And then how do you take different approaches to the crowd? Because like this crowd, what would you do?
Well, The first thing before I even step on the stage is I say to myself, I never want to look stupid. So my whole thing is I want to come and shake the building down so this way when I leave, there's a scar there. I never want to look like I didn't do good or get booed or anything like that. Unfortunately, in all my career, I've never been booed, so that, you know, that's a blessing. Yeah,
yeah. And let's make some noise for him and have a good hair.
Yeah.
He got good hair.
Whoever
you impregnate, they gonna have some good hair. I ain't gonna lie. Like, listen, this is why I couldn't keep my hair low. Cause in the projects, the bitches be like, you got good hair, nigga. Like, and they be taking off the condom. I mean, that's back then, not now. I ain't talking about now, I'm talking about back then when I was 14, you know. But you got good hair.
Yeah, a little something.
You got 19 kids?
No, I'm black and Italian.
Let's make some noise for him being black and Italian. But how many kids you got? You gotta have a lot of kids.
Nah, I have 2 daughters. One y'all might know, Vina Love. She got a record out banging right now, right? You know, and she's doing her thing right now. She out here in the park. She watching the show.
Let's make some noise for her. Goddamn. But But all right, listen, fellas. I know we don't understand this, but it's a good hair trend. Like when you got look at the white guy. The white guy know. He's like, yeah, the black girls, that's the only reason why they let you busting them, you know what I'm saying? I went too far? Y'all can tell me. No, I'm just saying, like, we like good hair. In the black community, we like good hair. I went too far, Kingbury?
Yeah.
No. I'm so sorry, my mother. How y'all doing out there? Make some noise! I go by the name of NRE. This is DJ EFN. That is Capone. Make some noise for the legendary CNN group. Woo!
CNN.
Yo, so Gilly the Kid, right now, Pusha T, and Drake is going at it. I know you're going to say some smart shit.
Yeah,
I ain't going to
lie. What do you think about that?
I ain't going to lie. Hold on. This. I'm not ready. Wait. Let me sit down. Do not answer.
I want my popcorn. Down. Can we stand get up, popcorn? Stand up there. We need pink popcorn while we eat, because this is going to be real. This is going to be real.
Let's hear this.
All Gilly I'm saying kid. Is...
Go ahead. Go.
Come on.
The dark-skinned niggas is up 2-0.
Ah! Hey, King Capri, don't take it personal, man.
Yo, Gilly light skin.
Nah, me and Gilly like in the same bunch.
Yeah,
like,
we brown like, skin.
We brown niggas.
We light skin niggas sleep like this.
look at my Chuck. Come over here and defend yourself.
It's a lot of light skin niggas in the crowd.
But Gilly. So, because you're a lyrical ball tender. You had beef with Lil Wayne. You accused Lil Wayne of writing his shit.
No. I didn't accuse.
I went too far?
I didn't accuse nothing. I'm gonna let the crowd speak on that one.
Speak on it.
He said he wrote it?
I didn't accuse nothing.
I'm sorry.
All I did was expose some shit that you see that's going on 14 years later.
And I need to know.
I said, come on, little man, you're nothing like a threat. You're 4 albums in and ain't received a publishing check. And it's 14 years later and baby owing $53 million.
So you say you started?
So I say, I was talking that real shit back in 2004.
Fuck.
No disrespect to Wayne, because we cool, we did, you know, we all right. Shout out to Birdman, but I'm just saying, you can't change history. I was talking about that shit back then.
Look at Kicker Pre. Kicker Pre looking at you. He like, I'm so glad he's not an artist.
He's not a rapper.
He's so happy to be a DJ.
No, it's no disrespect,
like,
though. It's
nobody own his publishing.
I mean, you could go
Night
listen
Wonder,
to that.
Is that Night Wonder? Oh, my motherfucking God. Oh, my motherfucking God.
We got Night Wonder in the building,
We got
man.
Night Wonder. Make some noise with Night Wonder. Night Wonder, I gotta get straight to it. Q-Tip is very mad at you. He's very mad at you, Night Wonder. What happened?
He the big homie. I ain't got shit to do with that, though, bro. I ain't got shit to do with that.
What, the Grammy shit?
Yeah, I ain't got shit to do with that.
Damn.
Yeah, damn.
I have more questions.
It's deeper
than that. This nigga done gave me a loopy loop.
Yeah, man, I ain't got shit to do with that, man.
All right, you so know. Hold on. Right, let's just break it down for the fans that don't know.
Okay.
Q-Tip wanted to be nominated.
Right.
Well, not Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Right.
Wanted to be nominated for Grammys.
Right.
You are on the Grammy console.
No.
You're just vote. You're a voter.
No, yeah, like anybody,
everybody else. Like
anybody can vote.
Yeah.
Anybody can vote. That's not, yeah.
No, but they think this is what the hood thinks.
Right.
The hood thinks that it's Illuminati men. It's like us five,
right.
Six or seven,
right.
Come together,
right,
and then we vote. But it's not these people around.
Right.
And Q-Tip felt like it was you.
This is my thing about that, dog. Yes. Like, you
I'm sorry, you Knife. I love you. I'm so sorry.
No,
I didn't mean
fine.
To bring it up. No, I just want to be a good journalist.
No.
Thank y'all.
Continue. You know, hip hop, man. Hip hop loves saying fuck the Grammys until they ain't invited.
I never got invited to a Grammy ever. So fuck the Grammys, and I always meant it.
And that's what I'm saying.
Continue.
If that's the case.
1, 2, 3. Fuck the Grammys. I'm so sorry. If your job is in.
No.
I'm so sorry.
If that's the case, then that's what it is. You can't be. I mean, you can't. Either you want to be a part of it or you don't. And that's what it is.
Yeah, I said fuck it. I go to Tony Luke's.
Right.
Fuck a Grammy.
But I mean, you know.
I go to Iskey Bibbles.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's Kaboos.
Right.
Not really.
Just right. Right to the
I respect that.
But go ahead. So
I mean, that's what it is. I mean,
either so, but you're not on the board. You're not on the council.
Either you want to be a part of it or you don't.
Okay.
But anybody can vote. Yeah, I don't think.
Anybody
I don't think
can
people.
Be a voting member,
yeah, I don't think anybody.
Sense.
Everybody understands.
So
anybody
why did
can be a
why did Q-Tip like point you out?
Because we had a conversation about fighting the. We had a conversation about fighting the battle in the building instead of outside of it.
Mm.
And it's no. It's not that many pillars of hip hop we have left. Q-Tip is one of them. So I'm telling him, like, yo, man, you need to, you know, be involved in it any way you possibly can. So.
And big up Rhapsody.
Thank you.
God damn it. Big up Rhapsody. God damn it. Rock Nation as well.
Right.
Holy shit. How are y'all guys on Rock Nation with all the drug dealers and you guys are conscious? I'm just being honest. Like, just being honest. Like,
I mean, shit,
you're the
man.
Only conscious group
I mean,
over there.
I mean, Hov is a fan of lyrics. You know that. Regardless of what you're talking about.
God damn.
And he's a fan of her. He's a big fan of hers. So
God
that's
damn.
What it is. So that's why we there.
And how you enjoying the situation? I want you to keep it real.
Man, I love it. I mean,
you
I love
it.
It. Yeah, it's you know, we all know Jay-Z to be the man that he is.
Yes.
But the one thing I like about it that he let us do what we wanted to do. It was no, we came to the label with the album 90% done.
Wow.
So that's what it is. He didn't say change this, change that.
He didn't say put Myth Bleak on the third verse. Did you say that?
I went too far.
Oh shit! Holy shit! This thing is here! This thing is here! Alright. So listen,
yeah.
he didn't ask you to put a mill on the intro.
Yeah, you thought deep for that.
Went too far. Hey, you wild. Bro.
I went too far. He didn't ask you none of that?
Nah, yeah,
no, EFN don't smoke. I smoke for him. So he didn't do none of that.
Nah.
God damn. I want to critique this nigga somehow, some way. But he got my phone number, so I'm going to be very careful.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
I'm going to be very careful because I'm scared of Jay-Z. Like not in a physical way, but like he's definitely Illuminati. Like definitely, 100%. Like 100%. Like it's a fly that flies around, and it's like, it's Jay-Z. Like it's his homie. Philly, make some noise! We got one of the Tory brothers over here. We gonna bring him over here. God damn it. Come on. Take. How you doing, my brother?
Good, I'm good. What's up?
Yo, listen.
What's up, Philly?
You was in front of Janet Jackson. I'm gonna be honest with you. As soon as I seen you,
right.
I thought of Janet Jackson.
You thought of Janet Jackson?
Yes.
Right.
She kicked you out the bus? No, that was Pac she kicked out the bus.
No, I got kicked out the van.
You got kicked out the van?
I got kicked out the mail truck.
Let's make some noise, man. Get kicked out the van for Poirier Justice. God damn it. So how did Janet Jackson smell?
She smelled good, man. She smelled like fresh apples and cinnamon every day.
Wait, I'm trying to picture that. Apples and cinnamon.
Fresh
That's
apples and cinnamon
like?
Every day.
Not peaches?
I didn't get that far to the peaches.
You didn't get that far to the peaches.
That was the next day.
And you from Philly?
No, man.
Where you from?
I'm from St. Louis, man.
St. Louis? What the fuck you doing in Philly right now?
I got a show tonight, man.
Oh, okay. You getting
you know
that money.
So I got to get that money.
Let's make some money. Let's make some noise and getting that money, goddamn.
That's right.
You know Gilly the Kid? This is Gilly the Kid.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just in case you don't know, he's the first person. He'll get your ass ate or you get... I don't know why I went there.
Exactly. Right. Welcome to Philly. That was it.
Yo, why are men... I need to ask you this question.
What?
Why are men getting their ass ate right now?
I don't know nothing about that, man.
I went too far?
You gotta ask this man that gets his ass ate.
There's a lot of men getting their ass. Look at Capone. Capone like this. Chill. Capone looking at me like, hold on, y'all.
We understand,
Capone.
We see for y'all.
We need a female. What's a female at?
Yeah, see, ask the females.
Female.
Females don't want to come.
You ain't an ass in your time? Hold on. Knife Wonder. Give her the mic. What? What the fuck did you just say? Fuck that. I'm coming over there.
She said she did it, but she
report
got
to us,
she got coin in the mouth.
Reporting live from the crowd.
She said he turned him out. She turned him out.
Wow.
Got your back, Sam. So she turned out her man?
Okay, let me relate the message.
Yeah.
Big up to my homegirl Stack.
We got it.
And Stack says she once ate a nigga ass. No. And then from then on out, that's all the nigga wanted. Stack, I need to ask you, was he a tough guy? He was a little tough.
He was tough adjacent.
He was a little tough. You gotta watch out for them little tough niggas.
So he went from tough to tender real quick.
I'm gonna be honest. I remember I had a Spanish girl.
Don't blame it on the black girl, bro.
What you want me to say? Is a black girl? Wasn't a black girl. I'm keeping it real. So you know, we got the little part between your ass. She touched it. I said, well, you gotta relax.
And Joe,
I went too far, Gilly. I went too far. I'm sorry. And then she went. And I said, hold on. I grabbed the jaw. I said, this is my nigga. Stay over here.
We had that
established. But I know niggas who love it. My nigga Kickapri right here. Kickapri. Let's admit to it, Kickapri. Kickapri. Kickapri! Kickapri, tell him.
Tell us.
Get your ass ain't that bad.
Tell us.
Tell him, Kickapri.
I mean, are you in the corner hen position when they do it?
You can plead the fifth, Kickapri. I'm so sorry. You can plead the fifth, Kickapri. You don't have to.
Hold on, Edo Slab. Do he go, it's the kid! Yo, does that make you do that? No, I just want to know. If you do that, then it's great.
This my nigga Kickapri. Listen, he fucked up my whole childhood. I'm gonna just be honest with y'all niggas. I was on tour with this nigga. This nigga said, I got Sega Genesis. So I went, I said, I'm a kid. I went to his room. This nigga showed me a porno. Oh, him.
No, you're about to say me too right now.
He was the star. I said, I went too far, I'm so sorry. Kid, I'm so sorry. I definitely didn't mean to bring that up. But I'm just saying, it just what happened when I see you. I said, damn, this nigga said you can film bitches. I didn't know.
So he showed you that tape too?
No, it wasn't me too.
No, I'm saying you too, like
you
too?
I saw the same tape.
Oh, you saw that tape? Yeah. Can you describe your tape, please?
Well, not his tape?
Yes.
Kid was, you know, kid.
Kid go in.
Kid, yeah, well, kid, you know.
Kid be having whipped cream and all that.
I don't know about the
whipped
cream.
I went too far?
Yo, no. I don't know. It was VHS, though. Was it VHS back
then? Yo, he had VHS! No, it was Sega Genesis. How did you have a tape in Sega Genesis? This is weird. That don't even go together. You gotta have a Sega tape.
Gilly's quiet that. On this shit right here. Gilly, like, I'm not
so
saying
sorry.
Shit.
I went way too far. I apologize to people. I'm probably lying.
Or not.
Or maybe not. Kickapri gotta talk about. Let's Kickapri! 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 You gotta own it, Kickapri. You gotta own it.
Wait, what?
Whatever you want, kid. Look, niggas is like, what is he gonna say? She like, nigga, he loved it.
Listen, man. Nori was young.
Now you make him stop.
You know, and I was out there, you know. Not out there in a bad way, you know.
No, not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, you know what I'm saying? But you know. And you know, this girl, she got a little aggressive one time, and she, you know, she threw me on the bed. And I thought she was going somewhere else, and she went somewhere else, and you know. Next thing you know, I knew my legs was up in the sky, like.
I didn't say that part, you know.
So, real shit. She pushed my legs up, right?
I kind of
pushed out the way, like, what you doing? And then next thing you know, she stuck her tongue in my ass. I was like, oh shit. Now, let me tell you this, man. You know, I'm a man's man. Like, I have a beautiful woman, and, you know, I'm a man's man. And at the end of the day, you know, if you want to go around sticking your tongue in people's asses, that's on you. Right? That's your problem.
That's what I mean.
Yo, listen, sometimes stick your tongue in the ass or two. This is just
she did it. It's a woman doing it, ain't a man.
So, I got a question.
Hold on. Vivica Fox said she did it though.
Huh? Vivica says she ate 50
ass.
So I just had a question for Geek and Brie. So when she was eating your cream of wheat,
cream of wheat, damn,
cream of wheat, like damn,
it wasn't like that. She took a little lick.
When you gave her a break of that shit, cat bar. But you was like, you ain't being yourself today, but you want to eat my shit.
Like, what the fuck did I walk into?
I want to know. It felt good to you, brother?
It wasn't like that. It wasn't a thing where she just stuck her mouth there and kept it there. She licked my ass twice and I pushed off and that was that. But it wasn't, I showed him.
Yeah.
I showed him.
Yo, Gilly.
I showed him.
I showed him.
So hold on, I want to know how this went. So you said, Nor, come in.
I'm gonna be honest. I got this from here. I got this. Kid, I got your back. First of all, So Kid, he see me on tour. And Kid, like, he see me, because, you know, I'm on tour with Akineli.
Oh, all right.
So Akineli don't smoke weed. So I'm the only nigga down with Akineli. I'm smoking weed over there. And his whole crew is over here dancing and shit. Like, you know, this is the era of dances. Like, you had to have dances. Like, you had to have niggas to do that. So I wasn't the dancing nigga. I was a shooter that smoked weed.
Right.
So I stood over there, but I ain't had no money though. I was broke as shit, being honest with you. I was the broke nigga over there that saved up a little $500 to go on tour to buy the weed.
Right.
Kid came through like this. Bronx nigga, all my family, Mike Boo, big up Ching Bing, big up all my Bronx
Thugged
niggas.
Out Thursdays in the building.
But these niggas is rich. These niggas is coming through with big bud. I'm like, Jesus, I'm buying my weed from a nigga named Spanky. It's not great. It's brown weed.
Right.
I can smell. Y'all got green weed over there, right, nigga. Can you help me out? And Kid came over and said, I know you suffering. You with Akineli. He don't smoke shit. He said, come to my room. I came to his room. The nigga had the best bud in the world. I'm sitting there, and he lowered me in with the Sega Genesis.
That shit sounds kind of crazy.
This wasn't the first night. He let me go.
Kind of crazy.
He had to fill me out. He had to say, all right, no, all
right. Now fill you out. You mean we had it right.
Hey, yo, slide. You go in.
Listen, I'm a man.
You pause up, son.
Look, every woman in the world know that nigga ain't gay because they trying to knock me down today. And I'm with y'all, too. So it was like the third time, and the Kid said, I see you not getting no pussy, little nigga. There's some pussy out here. And I said, for real? I didn't know. And then he showed me that tape. My life has been not the same since.
Change after that?
I have never been the same.
Change the weed and pussy, yeah?
Shout out to Sega Genesis out this motherfucker. That shit gets shit jumping.
Well, look at Shorty. Shorty, no.
She got a Sega Genesis in the stash.
So you turned him out. That was the, once he was dead, he never came back. He was like this. After that,
so how many asses
Say you baby wiped him?
Oh, hell no.
So how many asses have you eaten in your life?
Yeah, she had baby wipes ready for it afterwards.
Do you carry a toothpick?
You just run around here the ass mangling.
No, but I ain't gonna lie.
Do you got baby wipes in your
purse? So just
right
one?
Now?
So you done ate four big bags of shittles.
Shittles.
This nigga just say shittles.
She love tasting the rainbow.
She ain't a shicker.
Yo, but listen, man, to each his own. If that's what you like, if that's what you're into, big up to motherfucking 2 Chainz. I don't even know. Is that him on stage?
No, that's something of something else.
That's R. Kelly.
I'm about to say that's R. Kelly.
We real niggas, we see the same shit, y'all. We see the same shit. That nigga definitely look like R. Kelly.
You look like R. Kelly right there.
How long that project with Black Thought?
Yeah, that project is tough.
Goddamn, I like your question, brother.
My man.
I like your question, brother.
You know,
you
man.
You doing a project with Black Thought?
Thought had never done a solo record, so
wow.
I've been talking to him about it probably for the last 2 years. Yeah, yeah. You know, because, you know, he's on Fallon every night. You know what I mean? So between that and them touring and, you know, doing verses here and there or whatever, that's a busy dude. So it took us, you know, to get it together.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's out. No, it came out yesterday.
It came out Friday.
We
right?
number one, two. We number two on iTunes.
God damn it, so, make some noise for Night One and Black Dog. God damn it.
So yeah, man, we put out five, but me and him together probably got 15 records. Yeah.
Okay.
So you might hear some more.
And that's a volume one, right? That's a volume one.
It's a volume one.
Yes. Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Me and Knife Wonder also celebrated the damn album, Kendrick Lamar, brother.
God damn it.
That he hit for us on the podcast.
Yo, Kick a Freak, I was so mad at you.
I ain't say nothing about it, but I'm going to love the album.
I was so mad at you. Yo, listen, let me tell you something.
I was about to ask you.
Kick a Freak, Kick a Freak did our podcast. No, Kick a Freak did our podcast. And I was so focused on asking him, I forgot to ask him about Kendrick Lamar and Andrew album.
Right, right.
And then the next week, this motherfucker came with like five joints on Kendrick Lamar album, something like that. Yeah, and I want to say, God bless you and thank you, because you know why? You was on my album in 1998.
Absolutely. And you was on my album in 1998 too.
But I knew how good of a producer you was, yes, but people always focused on your DJ skills.
Right.
And I was so happy for you to get recognized as,
well,
as a
producer. Well, I didn't produce on the album. I didn't produce on the album.
You did? What the fuck am I bigging you up for?
I narrated the album.
But I did.
Knife produced on the album.
But God damn it, pick them both up for being together.
But we, either way, the album is just...
You produced, nigga.
Historical. Yeah.
Don't take it away.
Oh, yeah, no. I gave it to you. I got a Grammy and all that with Jay and all that. But I'm just saying that, you know, like, I ain't produced on the album. It ain't even matter. Like, the fact that I was on there... And the album became so, you know,
Kung
so
Fu
monumental.
Kenny.
You know what I'm saying? That was enough
the
for
first
me.
Time so, I heard Kung Fu Kenny, it was your voice.
Hey, yo, that album won a Pulitzer.
Yeah.
Right. You are blessed.
Yeah. How about that, right?
You are blessed.
That's great.
Thank you. You started my joint off. It happens on our stage.
Let's just be real for all the ignorant niggas that's like me. Pulitzer is some smart shit.
You get that when you graduate.
I technically don't know what a Pulitzer is either, but I heard Nas say it in his rhyme. Nas said, Pulitzer, prize winner, best storyteller, Doug narrated. I had no idea what the fuck he meant. And then when they said Kendrick is getting a Pulitzer, I said, I heard, man. I'm sorry. I'm an ignorant nigga. Make some noise for stupid niggas. Yo, the yellow bus. I'm a yellow bus nigga. I'm the nigga with the short. The nigga that you should laugh at that went on the short bus. When you had the bus that left on 97th Street, and then there's the short bus on 96th Street, and there was a couple of niggas that had like indecencies with them, like nigga had a short arm or something. I was a nigga in the class with them. I had three teachers and five students. I'm the nigga that stupid niggas can win. So if you in a stupid class, you in a resource room, you in special education, I'm your nigga. Make some noise.
Make some noise.
I'm your nigga. We can make it somewhere. But you gotta actually read a little bit.
Right.
A lot of it.
Cause I did. And it didn't work for me for a long time. And then I got locked up. And then now I wanna read. Now you wanna read? You locked up?
Right. That's usually how it go.
Yeah,
usually
how you go. Don't wait till that to read.
Like niggas come home like, they come home like, he in shape. This nigga, you could have did that at Equinox. You ain't had to go to jail for that.
LA Fitness.
LA Fitness. I gotta relax. Yo, Knife, Kick a Prick. Yo. Gilly the Kid, I'm gonna throw this question out there. I want anybody, whoever it is, who is winning this battle right now?
Pusha T.
I'm asking the crowd too. Who is winning this battle?
Let me get you in trouble
so Young Money won't buy none of your beats.
Nah, bro.
Come on.
Hold up. I got a question though. I got the next question.
Come on.
Can Drake come back from this one?
Bro, I don't know, bro.
Wait, time out. Kid. Time out. I want to hear from the females.
Never say never.
I think anything's possible.
No. I ain't gonna lie.
Never say never.
No.
No push.
Let's be real.
Okay.
No, okay, okay,
when,
okay.
When Jay-Z dropped All Row C, is running this rap shit.
Right.
Nas didn't respond to a year later.
But he, when he came back, goddamn it, you a fan, a phony, a snake, a pussy, a stan, I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you Tybo Ho, trying to work it out, trying to get prolific. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. I'm just saying. Don't never say never, cause that light skin nigga come with some shit singing. And all the women that say he can't come back, they'll be singing that shit right in the club.
Hey, you know what though? I think what hurt him was when he went, then Pusha went, and then he put out that explanation on Instagram.
That explanation
didn't hurt him. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm
about
not gonna
the whole
lie.
Blackface
I got a
thing.
Kid. I don't know if it's my kid neither. I'm gonna be throwing it out there.
The whole blackface.
You're not talking about that. You're talking about the
oh, my bad.
Yeah, not that. The whole blackface. But even with the kid, though, you know, Drake's, it, a large part of his fan base is women. That deadbeat dad shit? No. Don't like that shit.
But hold on.
Don't like that shit, bro.
Hold on, dog. In his defense, and this the way I look at it.
And light-skinned niggas defense.
Yo, kid, keep it real. You got a couple of them. You got a couple of them out there. You don't know. You don't know if it's yours or not.
In his defense, it's really nobody's business who he has a child with.
That's true.
The music business is the music business.
No, but once you address a person's fiance, it's everybody's business.
No, that's cool.
You said Virginia Williams, you open the kid.
Let me show you my point. If Pusha would have said that, right, and then Pusha he denied it, that'd be something different. Let's use an example.
Right.
My man Rick Ross, one of the greatest entertainers out right now in hip hop. When they said that he was a correction officer,
he
just said, "Yeah, I was a correction officer, but I'm getting money doing something different now." It would have been over. Yep. The next day it would have been done. Because he kept it away from everybody, that was why I had a problem.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Same shit.
Right.
If Drake would just say, yeah, it's my kid. Yeah. So what? What business is that?
I fucked the porn star.
If he said I fucked the porn star raw, that's
but you know what?
I ain't judging.
To the light skinned nigga defense, he's been taking care of the baby though.
You don't know that nigga.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah, listen.
We'll
Knife Wonder,
know those facts.
Gilly, Kick and Pre, DJ EFN, thank y'all. Philadelphia, we love y'all.
Right.
We coming out there, we taking pictures, we doing whatever you gotta do, and we fucking with y'all. We love y'all. Thank you, Knife. Please, come on, let's go. Drink, Jay!